Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest, and we've been on for many, many years. And today, it's our unit on animals, and we're talking about something called animal testing. What is that all about? You get animals in a classroom, and you give them a standardized test to see if they're smart enough to get into university or something
like that?
Yeah, and
usually the cows, you know, outperform the pigs. The pigs are too busy playing all day in the mud, so they don't do well on the test. So, yeah. Some animals are smarter than others, Tom.
Could be, but no, that's not what we're talking about. Although, I suppose it is possible to test animals in some ways in terms of measuring their intelligence or whatever. But in this particular case, animal testing refers to when we use animals to conduct scientific research, and we have to cut them open and examine them and try out drugs on them to see if later on we can use them with humans.
That's right. It's a very controversial subject because, of course, while this happens to animals, a lot of them suffer a lot. You know, there's a lot of pain involved. So we're going to talk about the great debate surrounding animal testing. And as we always do, we're going to first read through the lesson.
Animal testing, also called animal research or animal experiments, is the process of testing products or carrying out other experiments on animals. This is done to test the effects of the product, to assess whether it is safe for humans, or to learn more about animal biology. Animal testing is carried out for all kinds of medication, as well as for cosmetics and other household items, such as laundry detergent. Animal testing is also an extremely controversial subject, with those in favor of and those against it both offering logical reasons to support their positions. It's a simple fact that almost all of the great medical discoveries have been made with the aid of animal testing. These include life-saving breakthroughs such as the smallpox vaccine, antibiotics, and the development of artificial insulin. Thanks to this kind of research, cancer survival rates are now much higher than before, and doctors have ways to control and manage HIV and AIDS. Many medical scanning techniques, such as MRI, were also carried out on animals first. Last but not least, we have also learned an incredible amount about DNA and genetics by experimenting on the humble fruit fly. We experiment on certain animals because their internal organs and DNA are very similar to those of humans. Thus, testing allows us to learn which experimental drugs might be fatal and which won't work at all. The drugs will still be tested on human volunteers, but animal testing means that dangerous or useless drugs are removed from the process. Another benefit of animal testing is that it allows us to create medicine for the animals themselves. However, all of these positives to come from animal testing only constitute one side of the story.
So for the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about animal testing. We're calling it the great debate. When you have a debate, you have people on two different sides, usually they're just two sides, who oppose each other. They have opposing viewpoints. And so a lot of people discuss it. It goes back and forth. And eventually, we hope, one day, someone will win. One side will prevail, will win. We're still talking about animal testing. We've got a lot of people, at least in our country, who are really opposed to it, and others who feel like it's necessary to go ahead and improve our medicine and our science as far as humans are concerned. And also, this article goes on to say it actually can help the animals eventually. But it's a tough topic, I think.
It certainly is. So here in the first paragraph, we actually tell you what animal testing entails or what it includes. It says here, animal testing, also called animal research or animal experiments, is the process of testing products or carrying out other experiments on animals. So that's what animal testing is. You could call it animal research. That term is common. Also, animal experiments. I would say animal testing is the more common term for this.
Yeah.
And what it is the process of testing products and carrying out other kinds of experiments on animals. This is the process going through various steps of testing various products on animals or also carrying out experiments on animals so that we don't have to do those experiments on humans.
Right. Now, this is done to test the effects of the product. Always have these new products that are coming out in different fields, and they want to know how it's going to affect the person who uses it or maybe who takes it. Maybe it's a medicine that they have to swallow or it goes into their body. They want to see how that animal reacts to it before it's given to a human being. Now, if you assess something, you kind of evaluate it, you look at it, and you decide what it's like, its nature, maybe the quality of that thing you're looking at. We take tests to assess our knowledge. We do that a lot in school, but they're doing this animal testing to assess whether some of these products are safe for humans before they're sold on the market, before we can get our hands on them. They are tested on these animals.
Yes, we need to assess the effectiveness of our recent marketing campaign, for example, to sort of evaluate and estimate whether something is successful or not.
To determine, yeah, that's another word.
Exactly, to determine whether it's safe for humans and to learn more about, you know, how animals are put together. Animal biology. Biology, of course, is the study of living things.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process, we can learn about animals and how they work, and we can, you know, use that information to try to figure out ourselves and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And animal testing is carried out, or it is done, for all kinds of medication, as well as for cosmetics and other household items, such as laundry detergent. So medication, of course, is medicine that you're taking for some kind of problem that you might be having.
Mm-hmm.
You might be diabetic, so you're taking medication for that, or you've just had surgery for some kind of problem and you need to take some medication so that your body heals properly. Medication and medicine are different. Medicine is the actual pills and liquids, whereas medication is what the doctor prescribes to you for whatever disease you have.
And we've got another word here, cosmetics. Testing is used on cosmetics. Cosmetics are just things that make us look more beautiful in this world. We often refer to cosmetics just as makeup, which is two words, make up. Sometimes we put a hyphen in the middle there. So they want to know if that cream you're putting on your face is going to burn it or maybe turn your skin orange or blue. You never know. So they first test these cosmetics on animals. Although lately, Tom, many of these big cosmetic companies like to promote that they don't test on animals at all. So there are some cosmetic companies that refuse to do their animal testing, and they try other ways to make sure their cosmetics are safe.
Some customers are conscious about that, and they want to buy products that were, you know, created not because they were used on animals. Some people, you know, want to know that, so they
for
do
example,
advertise that.
Yeah, for example, the Body Shop.
The Body Shop, indeed. So I didn't know they were so environmentally friendly there for animals. But yes, cosmetics are things you put on yourself to make yourself pretty and stuff. And other household items, things you use around the house, such as laundry detergent, that is soap that you use to wash your clothes.
Yeah. And it's usually in powder or liquid. These days you can buy laundry detergent as a liquid. It's nice. Animal testing, it says, in the next sentence, is also an extremely controversial subject. I think I mentioned that at the open. It is controversial. A lot of people have very strong viewpoints on it, and sometimes some of those people who are protecting animals get a little extreme and protest, but they're doing it because they love animals, so I understand that. Now, again, there are other things that are controversial. All it means is people don't always agree on it, and so there's a lot of debate and sometimes arguments.
Yeah, there's a big controversy about retirement here in Taiwan and pensions and things like that. We've got debates going on. It's a very controversial subject, so you can't talk about it without people getting angry. And so, yes, indeed, it is extremely controversial, with those in favor and those against it both offering logical reasons to support their positions. Mm-hmm. So if you favor something, you support that thing, you're in favor of it, you're in favor of animal testing, you think it's okay, it's necessary, even though it might cause pain to the animals. In the end, the long-term effects are more beneficial. That's what something someone would say if they're in favor of it. But then there are those who are against it. No, it's morally corrupt to be experimenting on animals. We shouldn't do it. It's a crime. It's a sin, etc. That's what people against it would say. Are you for it or are you against it? Are you in favor of it or are you against it? And both sides offer logical reasons to support their positions. Yeah, you got to deal with logic here. You can't deal with hysterics and things like that or things that aren't based on truth. You need to present statistics and things like that. You've got to be logical. You've got to make sense.
Yeah. Now, we're moving on to the next paragraph here. It says it's a simple fact that almost all of the great medical discoveries have been made with the aid of animal testing. That's a pretty important fact, of course, because a lot of our medicine has been discovered because we were willing to practice animal testing and make sure that it was safe before giving it to humans. But we're going to talk about some of those breakthroughs in a minute, guys. First, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 从今天开始，连续两天我们要谈论的主题叫做动物试验，英文称之为 animal testing。我们首先来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 ,This is done to test the effects of the product, to assess whether it is safe for humans.Or to learn more about animal biology. 在这一句里面的主词 this 指的就是前一句的主词 animal testing. 动物实验呢它是怎么样子来完成它其实有几个目的。这里有三个 to 加原形动词。第一个是 to test the effects of the product, 为了要测试产品的功效。第二个 to assess whether it is safe for humans.Assess 在这里当作动词是有对什么进行评估的意思。举个例子来说 ,to assess the effects of the new legislation, 指的是来评估新法规的效果。而动物实验呢其中有一个方式就是要来评估对人类来说是否是安全的。第三个 ,to learn more about animal biology, 是为了要学习更多跟动物生物学有关的。这也就是为什么我们要进行 animal testing。第一段的最后一个句子提到 ,animal testing is also an extremely controversial subject, with those in favor of and those against it, both offering logical reasons to support their positions.这个句子很长，我们的主持同样是 animal testing。动物试验呢，其实是一个极度受争议的主题。Controversial 当作形容词，指的是有争议的。它的名词也常见 ，controversy 指的是争议、争论的意思。后面打上逗号，用 with 来加上名词片语，来代表一种附带的状态。With those in favor of and those against it， 在这里 in favor of 就是有赞成的意思，而反对就可以使用介系词 against。不管你是赞成或者是反对，这双方呢都 offering logical reasons， 都可以提供一些合乎逻辑。逻辑的理由来支持自己的论述。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue, everybody, with our lesson. Of course, we're talking about medical discoveries being made because of animal testing, and those include life-saving breakthroughs, such as the smallpox vaccine, antibiotics, and the development of artificial insulin. So those are some breakthroughs. Breakthrough, of course, is like when something big happens. It's a sudden dramatic change, an important discovery that usually results in something beneficial or good for people.
And we've got some breakthroughs, such as, here's some examples, the smallpox vaccine. Smallpox was a really serious disease long ago, and people usually died in great numbers. So that was a big breakthrough or discovery. A vaccine is a type of substance that you are given through a shot, and it goes into your body, and it produces antibodies that fight against it. Well, it helps your immune system and then fight against the disease if you ever come in contact with germs or that bug that causes smallpox. Vaccines are given to kids as they're small, so they grow up and are protected against a lot of very serious diseases that used to kill millions of people before we had this kind of medicine. Antibiotics are very important. They protect us against lots of germs that used to kill people very easily. But we've got antibiotics, and it's important not to take too many of those, because one day we're going to run into a super bug, and our antibiotics aren't going to be strong enough. So be careful with those. Don't ask for them if you have a cold. That's not a good thing. And the development of artificial insulin. That insulin is today, it's used on people with diabetes. So that was a huge discovery.
Yeah, insulin is yi dao su in Chinese. It's important for diabetics. It's produced by the pancreas, and diabetics cannot produce sufficient amounts, or they produce too much or something. It's just not balanced. So this is artificial insulin, and that came as a result of animal testing. We had some big breakthroughs along with the smallpox vaccine. I think smallpox is tianhua in Chinese, if I'm not mistaken. So there you go. These are important breakthroughs.
Yeah.
In medical science. And thanks to this kind of research, cancer survival rates are now much higher than before. And doctors also have ways to control and manage HIV and AIDS. HIV and AIDS are two kind of different things, but they are related to each other. You can't get AIDS unless you have HIV first. And survival here talks about just being able to keep on living. A lot of times when people are told they have cancer, they think, okay, I'm finished, I'm done, I better start making preparations. But not necessarily. People can survive cancer. You can get treatment and beat it.
Yeah, so we've got lots of wonderful medicines today because of those animals who were tested. Unfortunately, it's a hard way to go through a development process when you have to hurt those animals. So many medical scanning techniques like MRI, some of you out there have probably had an MRI before. It's when they scan your body to check out what's going on inside, and they're trying to help see what's wrong. We also have scanners on our desks, a lot of us. My printer is a scanner as well, and you can scan things like that. So it just runs over your body and finds out what's going on. I've never had an MRI myself, but they've also been carried out on animals. Now, last but not least, we're telling you this thing last, but it's certainly not the least important. That's what that phrase means. We've also learned an incredible amount about DNA genetics by experimenting on the humble fruit fly. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
You said fruit pie there. I think you're kind of hungry.
I'm hungry. I would like an apple pie, yeah.
But, of course, you were not talking about pies. We're talking about flies. Guoying, I think it's called in Chinese. The humble fruit fly, yes, it's just a simple little bug that flies around your kitchen if you leave food out too long. They seem to appear out of nowhere.
They love fruit.
They do. Yes. That's why we call call them that. And, of course, we have experimented on those bugs as well. And we also experiment on certain animals because their internal organs and their DNA are very similar to those of humans. So these are the internal organs like your kidney, your liver, your heart, etc. Those are your internal organs and also our DNA. That's a chemical term, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because even I have difficulty pronouncing
it. It's very long.
It's very long. And, of course, the DNA and the internal organs of some animals, maybe like chimpanzees or something, are similar to those of humans. That's why we experiment on those kinds of animals.
Thus, because that's true, this follows that testing allows us to learn which experimental drugs might be fatal and which won't work at all. So if they're experimental drugs, it means they haven't been approved for official use yet. They're still fine-tuning them. They're not quite right or ready for people yet. And sometimes those experimental drugs can kill people. If something's fatal, it means it leads to death. A fatal car accident, for instance, is someone who was in a car accident and they died as a result of it. If it's not fatal, you might get really sick, but you won't die. But some of these experimental drugs indeed are fatal. I used to work for a drug company in New York, and we would do these experiments on the new drugs coming out, and unfortunately, we had some people die.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That can happen, and you can have lawsuits and stuff like that. But that's what they're trying to find out. They use the testing to learn if those drugs are going to be fatal, or if they simply don't work at all, or if they are effective.
Sure.
But, of course, the drugs will still be tested on human volunteers. A volunteer, of course, is somebody who says they're going to do it. They're not forced to do it. Oh, I'll volunteer. I'll do it. You can do it on me. No problem. Sometimes they have these kinds of tests. I remember in university, you could volunteer for medical experiments you could get some money or something, mm-hmm. but then you'd have to sign a contract saying that if you got hurt or something, that you couldn't sue them or something like
well,
that.
Well, and all of these people, the human beings who are later using these experimental drugs, after the animal stage, they test on humans. They agree to do this. They're volunteers. Mm. So when they die, they can't sue.
Indeed. Dead men tell no tales, as they say. But in any case here, yes, the drugs can be tested on human volunteers. But animal testing means that dangerous or useless drugs are removed from the process. So, yes, I guess once they found out that the drugs won't kill the animals and they might work to a certain extent, then they'll be tested on human volunteers.
Right.
So I guess they're safer that way. We'd rather have the animals die than the human volunteers.
So another benefit of animal testing is that it allows us to create medicine for those animals themselves, which is nice. So if they're testing medicine that will work on humans, they first see how it affects those animals, and sometimes it really does help. So it's a way to create medicine for the animals, who are then treated sometimes by vets. A lot of us have pets, and those vets would have access to the animal medicine after that.
Indeed. So we can create the medicine for the animals themselves, for veterinarians, as you said, vets or veterinarians.
They need medicine, too.
They certainly do. We want to keep animals alive, like cows who produce milk and stuff like that.
Horses.
We want to have
dogs.
Dogs, yes, or pet dogs and stuff. If
Fido
has a problem, we certainly want to give some kind of medicine to Fido so that he can keep on barking and wagging his tail happily. And greeting us at the door when we come home at the end of the day. However, all of these positives to come from animal testing only constitute one side of the story. So we've been talking about the advantages of animal testing. These are the positives. A positive here as a noun just means something that is good. So these are the positives. And, of course, the opposite of that would be the negatives, the bad things. And that's what we're going to be talking about in our next program.
That's right. But before we do that, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
在第二段的一刚开始提到，几乎所有伟大的医疗发现呢，都借助于 animal testing。第二段的第二个句子提到 ，these include life-saving breakthroughs such as the smallpox vaccine, antibiotics。 and the development of artificial insulin. 我们在这里来看到有哪些重大的突破。首先呢，我们用了 life-saving breakthroughs 来指的是一些拯救性命的突破性进展。我们讲到呢，像是科学性的突破性进展，也可以说 scientific breakthroughs。而这边举例来说，像是 vaccine 这样子的天花的疫苗、抗生素或者是人工的胰岛素，都是靠 animal testing 所完成的这样的进展。后面的文章继续叙述 Thanks to this kind of research, cancer survival rates are now much higher than before, and doctors have ways to control and manage HIV and AIDS. 在这里提到 thanks to, 多亏于感谢呢有这样子的研究。那么 cancer survival rates, 从字面上来看就是癌症的存活率。Survival, 当然它的动词大家非常的熟悉 Survive, 也就是有从怎么样幸存下来 A survival 是它的名词我们常在演化论里面提到的适者生存就叫做 survival of the fittest 而这样子的癌症存活率也因着动物的试验呢而比起以前来讲要高的许多后面还提到医生也有办法来 control and manage 来控制并且来应付 HIV 病毒以及艾滋病第三段的第一个句子提到 We experiment on certain animals because their internal organs and DNA are very similar to those of humans 在这里要提醒同学注意一下 those 的用法这个句子的意思是说我们呢会在某些动物身上做实验 experiment on something or someone 那么这样子做实验是因为他们的 internal organs 体内的器官跟 DNA 跟人类的高度相似而这里的 those 就是指的前面的 internal organs and DNA后面的句子提到 Thus, testing allows us to learn which experimental drugs might be fatal and which won't work at all. 这样一来我们就可以得知怎么样的实验性的药物可能是 fatal, 是致命的而怎么样子的药物却根本不管用。而不管怎么说最后提到 All of these positives to come from animal testing only constitute one side of the story 今天只看到了动物试验的优点其实它只是事情的单一面向而已 OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
And that's just day one of our animal testing the great debate unitWe're going to be talking more about this tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what governments are doing about this, some of the laws, and some of the practices that people are trying to get banned. So it will be really interesting to see what progress we've made and what's happening in Taiwan. We want to know what's going on legally here in regards to animal testing. We hope you'll join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.